September 9th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Do it yourself. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Determinedly discipline other things. This is another aspect of the strenuous nature of sainthood. Paul says, quote, I take every project prisoner to make it obey Christ, end quote. Moffat translation. How much Christian work there is today which has never been disciplined, but has simply sprung into being by impulse. In our Lord's life, every project was disciplined to the will of his Father. There was not a movement of an impulse of his own will as distinct from his Father's. Quote, the Son can do nothing of himself, end quote. Then take ourselves, a vivid religious experience, and every project born of impulse put into action immediately, instead of being imprisoned and disciplined to obey Christ. This is a day when practical work is overemphasized, and the saints who are bringing every project into captivity are criticized and told that they are not in earnest for God or for souls. True earnest is found in obeying God, not in the inclination to serve him that is born of undisciplined human nature. It is inconceivable, but true nevertheless, that saints are not bringing every project into captivity, but are doing work for God at the instigation of their own human nature, which has not been spiritualized by determined discipline. We are apt to forget that a man is not only committed to Jesus Christ for salvation, but he is committed to Christ's view of God, of the world, of sin, and of the devil, and this will mean that he must recognize the responsibility of being transformed by the renewing of his mind. That's the end of Oswald's text. The natural mind, even the natural mind within a Christian, has the tendency to follow the society in which one is raised. We tend to translate and interpret Scripture from our society's point of view and how Scripture might fit into today's world. And we translate Scripture and what we believe to be the voice of God or the command of God from our own common sense perspective and what we think might be a good thing for God. Many of us have made the statement over the years, oh, it would be so wonderful if so-and-so could just come to Jesus and become a Christian. They would have so much to add to the kingdom. But we're looking at the outward effect and the outward characteristics of that individual. We're looking at their talents. And Jesus isn't interested in our human talents. He's interested in submission. And if anything, our talents actually get in the way of God. Our natural inclinations and propensities, and thwart his will. As Oswald is speaking in this particular text, we need to bring every thought that comes into our mind about how we might serve God to the point of prayer, nose to the carpet prayer, submission and quiet listening to God for extended periods of time to ensure that it's not just an impulse and something that of our own natural kindness and human nature we might wish to do and give God credit. God is not interested in getting credit for us doing something he doesn't even want done. That's not to say he doesn't want to do good things for people, which might be what we have in our mind, but he wants each of us to be obedient to his whisper moment by moment and nothing else. Whenever we have our own ideas or our own projects in mind, no matter how noble, we will bring him grief if we don't put those down and lay them at his feet and let Jesus Christ himself say yes or no to that specific project.